At the end of day three of the brain tuning, Jim Hart studied the Alpha Wave computer printouts, and he saw something that amazed him. "In one of the soldiers," he said, "I saw a pattern of brain waves which is found only in people who have experience of seeing angels. We call it perception of astral plane beings, beings that are discorporate but have a luminous body." So I was sitting across the desk from this soldier who had been trained to kill, and I asked him in a very calm voice, "Do you talk to beings that other people don't see?" And he spun back in his chair. He almost tipped over. It was like I had hit him with a two before. And he was all nervous and alarmed, and his breathing was heavy, and he looked left and right to ensure that nobody else was in the room. Then he leaned forward and admitted it. Yes. He had a martial arts spirit guide who would appear to him alone. And he had only told his best buddy about this, and he had sworn that he would cut his throat if his friend breathed a word of this to anyone. And that was the end of the story. That was all Dr. Hart could tell me. He left Fort Bragg, never returned, and he said he didn't know which, if any, of the Jedi soldiers whose brains he tuned had gone on to stare a goat to death. "Non-lethals only," yells the evil medical researcher Glenn Talbot. "I repeat, non-lethals only. I must have a sample of him. Hit him with the foam." In the underground Atheon military base, hidden beneath a disused cinema in a desert somewhere, the Incredible Hulk has escaped and is destroying all in his path. The soldiers do what Glenn Talbot has ordered. They take up position and spray the Hulk with sticky foam, which expands and hardens the moment it hits his body. The foam succeeds where all previous weapons have failed. The Hulk is stopped in his tracks. He struggles, roaring against the foam, to no avail. "So long, big boy," snarls Glenn Talbot. He shoots the Hulk in the chest with some kind of handheld missile launcher. This is a mistake. It makes the Hulk angrier. So angry, in fact, that he summons enough power to break through the foam and continue his rampage. This foam is not an invention of the writers of the Hulk movie. It is the invention of Colonel John Alexander, the same man who recruited Dr. Jim Hart to retune the brains of the Jedi warriors. Colonel Alexander developed the sticky foam as a result of reading Jim's 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual. The Army leaders present at Fort Knox back in 1979 had been so taken with Jim's speech that they offered him the opportunity to create and command a real 1st Earth Battalion. But he turned them down. Jim had higher ambitions than that. He was rational enough to realize that walking through walls, sensing plant auras, and melting the hearts of the enemy with baby lambs were good ideas on paper, but weren't necessarily achievable skills in real life.